The Power Moms Network, empowering moms to lift the world. Hello, and welcome to the trailer episode for the Power Moms Podcast and the Power Moms Podcast Network. I'm your host, producer Jemmy, and I am beyond excited to connect all of us Power Moms together so we can all parlay our parenthood superpowers into success. So today, let's explore the essence of a Power Mom. I'll then share with you clips from my first four Power Mom guests who are amazing examples of Power Moms for you to emulate. And I'll also share my own Power Mom story to let you know why I'm so driven to build this Power Moms community. This episode is brought to you by my podcast production house and consultancy firm, Flintstone Media. Listen in and let me introduce you to the show. So what is a Power Mom? A Power Mom is a woman who has parlayed the superpowers she gained through her motherhood journey into game-changing impacts for herself, her family, and her community. A Power Mom also helps other moms achieve and succeed. And you'll see that illustrated in the art for both the network and this, the flagship show for the network. They both feature a woman holding up the world. And that is because we are all warriors lifting this world up with our newfound parenthood superpowers. But here's the thing. And I mean, let's be real. Parenting is tough. And you can easily lose yourself in it. Or you can find yourself in it. And that's what I want this show to inspire you to do. And this network to empower you to do. So let's break this down for a minute. What do I mean by the tagline, parlay your parenthood superpowers into success? So parlay means to increase or otherwise transform into something of much greater value. In fact, the first time I ever even heard the word parlay, I remember I was a little kid watching an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and one character said to Will Smith, "I parlayed my layup into a basketball scholarship." And I was like, that's an amazing word. That does so much. And I love that word. So when I thought about what the essence of this podcast and this network was going to be, it's really for women who have done that. They've parlayed their superpowers from motherhood into other successes. So that's why the word parlay is in there. So why parenthood in the tagline as opposed to parenting? Well, because the content of this show won't be about parenting skills per se, at least. A lot of that will come into play. But what is really going to be the content and focus of this show is the life journey that begins once parenting becomes a part of it, right? And that's the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. It is a challenge. So that's what this show is going to be about, taking all the skills we gain through that challenge and how do we rise up. So why parenthood in the tagline as opposed to motherhood? Because all are invited to the table and to listen and to be inspired to power up in your own life. So are you a Power Mom or are you on your way to becoming a Power Mom? Submit yourself at powermomsnetwork.com as a guest or a host or a community member for the Power Moms Podcast Network. Or if you're an ally of a Power Mom, we'll advocate for her success and submit her today. Again, that's powermoms with an S, network.com. We're building this community to help each other become Power Moms because, let's face it, the happier and the healthier you are in yourself, that's emotionally, that's physically, that's mentally, financially, and everything else, the happier and healthier you are in yourself, the better mom you'll be. So don't lose yourself in your motherhood journey. Come on board with us and let the superpowers that you have been developing help you find yourself with the help of this show and the other shows that will be joining in the future. Now, as the flagship show, this show will focus on general development and implementation of your parenting superpowers into other facets of your life. You'll get a better idea of what I mean when we get into these teaser clips here in just a minute. And other shows that we will have planned to bring on board in the future, they will help more specifically with your growth in other areas, such as financial, mental, spiritual, and physical health, et cetera, et cetera. And wherever else other power moms are lifting up the world, we plan on having shows about all of it. So to that end, you can also look up and subscribe to the Power Moms All Shows feed, which will allow you to hear every episode we bring you in the future across all shows. So not only subscribe to Power Moms in your favorite podcast player, but also subscribe to the Power Moms All Shows feed. All right. Now let me introduce you to a few of the first Power Moms you'll be meeting on this show so you can get a better idea of the community we were building for you. Now, these podcasts are just the meat and potatoes because we really are building an entire community around this movement to empower moms and connect each other in very tangible, impact-driven ways, to share each other's superpowers, and to lift one another over all of our finish lines, right? So stick around to the end of today's trailer as I'll be sharing all the different ways that you can be involved, not lose yourself in your motherhood journey, and instead let it empower everything else that you do and be a super mom too. All right, first up is a clip from my conversation with Carly Causey, co-founder of Jen and Carrie, a line of high-impact sports bras, and I met her at Mom 2.0. In fact, all of these clips come from women that I met at the Mom 2.0 Summit, which I recently attended in Scottsdale, Arizona. So you'll hear that I actually recorded these in the middle of the conference with the audience ambiance in the background and everything. So it was really fun and exciting to be at the Mom 2.0 Summit. So just want to shout them out. If you've never been, check them out. So these were recorded there. And this was actually the second interview that I conducted, but it really hit the nail on the head in terms of the spirit of this show and this platform. So I thought I would start with Carly. And as a new mom, she wanted to hold on to her sense of self-identity as an athlete. So when she couldn't find the solution for her specific need, she made one. And that makes her a power mom. Now, before we get to this first clip, you're probably just getting to know me. So I feel legally and medically obligated to insert a warning about my laugh. Before we begin, let's review the hold harmless agreement. You, the listener, do acknowledge that the laugh that emanates from producer Jemmy is an inexplicable force of nature. By continuing to listen, you do hold harmless the Power Moms Podcast Network, Flintstone Media, all subsidiaries, agents, guests, and sponsors free from liability from any loss or damage that may occur, including but not limited to any and all bodily harm, such as damage to eardrums, and any and all mental health harm, such as reflecting upon your own laugh's attractiveness, and or any and all societal harm, such as loss of respect from friends. You've been warned. All right, now here we go with Carly Causey from Jen and Carrie.
After I had my first son is when we came up with this bra idea. Basically, I've always been into fitness. I'm a sports chiropractor, and that's a big part of my life. So yeah. I wanted to get back in the gym. And for me, that gym time is like my time. You know, it's like I get to be myself. I get to be an athlete. And as much as I love being a mother and being a nursing mom, I didn't want those big old nursing clips telling everyone, like declaring to the world, I'm a nursing mom. I just wanted the time for me.
Yes.
And I also didn't want my boob to fly out, you know, yes, like when I'm like running or jumping or lifting weights. So,
you know what? First of all, I want to praise you for giving yourself permission to still hold on to you.
Thank you.
Motherhood, yes. A lot of us lose ourselves. So you still were like, I want to hold on to me.
Yeah. And that is part of our whole mission, right? Mm. It's empowering women to take that time for themselves. And we love our kids, right? But like, it's about us. And we know we have to be healthy and well, mentally, physically, all those things to be good moms.
I mean, I really couldn't have said it better myself. She really, really did encapsulate the essence of what I'm trying to do and what I felt called to get on this microphone and build a community around with you. So thank you so much to Carly. You can catch my full interview with Carly Cossey from Jen and Carrie in an episode coming your way real soon. Next up is a clip from my conversation with Michelle Brandris from Name Bubbles, who similarly to Carly, she also created what she couldn't find. And she did it when she came to a major fork in the road, like literally had a decision to make, door A or door B. And that bravery makes her a power mom. So let's hear from Michelle.
And then that one day, my son was really sick. I want to say it was 102. It was at least 101.
About how old was he?
18 months.
Okay.
And he's laying on my husband's chest, and I'm flying out on Sunday for...
Oh, so let me guess. Yes. You're already predicting the mom guilt.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I'm flying out, and I'm leaving, and I look in the window, and he's asleep on my husband's chest. And I just thought, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, it took a long time for me to have him. And I felt so lucky I was able to have him.
Yes.
So, you know, I think I cried, of course, you know, just going, I'm not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So about 2 months later, I quit my job and then just started testing, started looking at the different materials out there and then started the website. So it really was that wanting to be my own business.
Yeah.
Wanting to, I guess, create my own destiny and start the journey.
So out of all the women that I interviewed at Mom 2.0, I think I resonated with Michelle's story the most because of first of all, our sons were about the same age. We both had sons. They're about the same age when we came to this fork in the road moment. I had a fairly similar fork in the road moment. I hated leaving him. So the motivations that she has are very, very similar. And the time that we went out and tried to become independent and make it on our own was very, very similar. So again, catch my full interview with Michelle Brandris. This will be coming up soon on a future episode. And she's from Name Bubbles. And I can't wait to share her story with you. So you don't want to miss it. All right. Next up is a clip from my conversation with another Michelle, Michelle Hayward, but also with her business partner, Shannon Murphy. And they are from Cart Drop. They teamed up to create a new app that not only provided a life solution for themselves, but also for other super busy moms. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that makes them power moms. Let's hear from Michelle and Shannon.
My nanny sent me a text from across the house and said, "You're out of peanut butter." And my three-year-old...
There's so much about that sentence that I love.
And my three-year-old was having a full meltdown because he could not have a peanut butter and jelly. And
the world is about to end.
It actually was, maybe, at that time. And
that's true. It was a pandemic.
And the peanut butter really just set me over the edge. And I thought, you know, I'm very good at a lot of things. Why can't I get the peanut butter to my house when I need it?
Right.
And remember to put it on that list and actually get it taken care of and buy it.
Oh my gosh.
And Cart Drop was born.
So this is why I love this, because their backgrounds are not in app development. So that was so interesting how sometimes it takes that the simplest little thing when you're like, why can't I have a solution for this? This is such a tiny little issue that is pervasive. And I come across it over and over and over again. This one thing constantly trips me up. I'm going to fix it. So catch their full interview about Cart Drop and their journey and everything on an episode that's coming up real soon. Super, super inspiring. Thank you to Michelle and Shannon. And my last clip for you today is from my conversation with Melissa Clayton from Tiny Tags, which is a really exciting jewelry line that lets moms celebrate themselves, their motherhood, or both. That makes Melissa a superpower mom. Let's hear from Melissa. Right before we got started recording, you said something that jazzed me up because I am all about building brands. I think women, mothers, we need to elevate ourselves and our voices, and we can do that through our brands. So you said something before we started recording that I loved because you said, I didn't just build a jewelry line. It was important for you to build a brand. So tell us the difference.
Absolutely. So when I first started Tiny Tags, everybody was telling me that you have to make something for dads and brides and graduates, and my head was spinning. Mm. I listened to a book called Brand Warfare. I highly recommend it. And light bulbs were going off, and I said, all I really care about is moms and connecting with moms and telling their stories and celebrating their children. And I literally went home and deleted everything off the gift guide that did not have to do with moms. And it made running the business so much easier. And I knew where we were going to go, who we would work with, what brands we would work with content creators. And it's even evolved even more. So we are focused on moms, and we have gotten a lot even deeper over the years as I have evolved as a mom. Mm-hmm. We really talk about mom taking care of herself. We all know that moms are suffering with their mental health.
Wait, mothers lose themselves yes. when they're through their motherhood? I've never heard of such a thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
So we like to remind moms, in order to celebrate their children, they have to celebrate themselves.
Yes.
But for us, that means really taking the time, understand the baggage you bring into your journey and deal with it, right? Mm-hmm. We all know if you've got dad issues or mom issues, you're just going to rinse and repeat. So we really just want to have that awareness and those deep conversations with our moms about what it means to show up for yourself and heal the wounds of the past.
Yes.
So you just don't repeat them with your own children.
Yes.
So this is why I love this conversation with Melissa. There's so many reasons when you have to cast the full thing. Coming up in a future episode. But the reason I love this is because it speaks to how much our journeys are alike, how much all of us mothers can look at each other across cultures, across spaces, even across time. And there's so much that we have in common because we have such love for our children and such dedication to our children. And we all have the tendency to self-sacrifice and do all these things. And we want to pour into each other. And we all understand that same through line of sensitivities and issues we just all have in common. And so the fact that she was able to sense that in herself, notice that for other women, and then create an opportunity for women to celebrate themselves and honor themselves and everything. And she talks about mental health, and it's so important. And oh my goodness, I can't wait for you to hear the full conversation with Melissa. It is so good. But she is from Tiny Tags, and it'll be coming up in a future episode. Again, can't wait for you to hear it. All right. And last, but I hope not least, I thought I'd share my own power mom story. All right. So similarly to Michelle Brandreth from the second clip, I felt the push and pull between my corporate work and being there for my baby. My son Jordan was also about 18 months old when I started my business. And it was for a lot of reasons that I started it, but primarily it was because of one of the reasons that Michelle stated. She wanted to leave a legacy, and so did I. So in the corporate space, in my corporate life, I'd been a data analyst for about 15 years. I also spent time as a website design developer, an SEO writer. I did lots of things, but most of my career was as a data analyst. And I felt very stuck in the corporate setting. I felt I was plagued with unfair pay, with harassment and mistreatment of all sorts. I'm sure those stories will come up over the course of this show. I mean, it was awful. Also, stringent workplace policies, jerky, may I even say sometimes sexist or even racist, bosses and teammates, team members. It just wasn't pleasant, right? But more importantly, as a new mom, I felt the pain of the inflexibility of my career in the corporate world. I couldn't ever get out when I wanted to get out. I couldn't be there when I wanted to be there. And as far as I know, I'm only going to be on this planet once. And I felt like my talent and my time were being wasted on the wrong things and in the wrong places. And the thing that meant the most to me wasn't really part of my life in the way that I wanted it to be, my son and my relationship with him and raising him, the journey of that. So I was unfulfilled in the workplace and working to provide a life for myself and my son that felt unfulfilled outside of the workplace. I mean, honestly, it was a total suckfest conundrum. It was awful. So suddenly, I had the chance to build my own thing, to build a business, to capitalize on this new skill set that I had that I didn't know I had of digital marketing. I thought, okay, if I can build a business with this, then maybe I can become independent. Maybe I can build my own legacy, right? But I didn't know how. I didn't know how to do it, but I knew what I wanted. Here's what I wanted. I knew I wanted to inspire my son and others to go for what they love and to not live that wasted life. I knew I wanted to create a platform for others to express themselves and to grow their businesses and their brands and to empower their voices. I wanted to give myself the freedom to be the kind of mom that I wanted to be. I wanted to be able to show up when he had activities at school or needed to go to the doctor. I wanted to be able to be flexible so I can take him to the doctor when he has a fever. I wanted there to be no cap on my income potential, that I didn't just sign a contract and that was the max amount of money that I was going to make that year. I wanted to know that the sky was the limit financially. I also wanted to work from home, and I wanted to know that no one could fire me, right? I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to demonstrate to my son how to do it. Again, like I said a minute ago, I didn't know how to. So the demonstration of how to do it was going to involve mistakes and all, of course. There are a lot of mistakes, but I was willing and open to that because I wanted to show my son that mistakes and all, it can be done. So I wanted to demonstrate to my son how to do it. I also had faith in myself and I asked a lot of questions. And then I just kept grinding and kept bootstrapping and just kept building. And as my dad always said when I was a kid, he said that I'm like a bulldog. Once I sink my teeth into something, I don't let go. And so that's what this experience was like. I started a business. I knew I wanted to do it. And I was just going to go after it no matter what. So I started my company not that long after starting my kid, totally crazy. And I just took it one step, one day, one mistake, and one success at a time. And I just kept going. Well, after a few years of this grind of building a business and already being in these entrepreneurial trenches, I realized that the journey of parenting and parenthood, what a role it had played in building my business, that my son had made me feel even more determined, more than even my bulldog persona. Just his existence, his being on the planet, and me knowing that I had to provide for him and be a good steward for his character and his integrity and who he's going to grow up to be and how he's going to end up contributing himself into the society. Like, that's a lot of pressure. But it was also the kind of pressure I needed. And it made me so much more determined than I ever could have been, even as a bulldog. And that determination lit a fire under my butt for every single meeting I had to hold, every single late night I had to work, and every single reach I made for the dream. That constant task of having to balance everything. Because by the way, I don't know if I mentioned, I'm a single mom, okay? So literally, I had to do all the things. So the task of constantly having to balance everything and the task of having to constantly think outside the box to make it all work and make ends meet, to keep going and working when I felt sometimes unbelievably defeated. Unbelievably defeated. All of those parenthood superpowers that I had, that I took from my parenting, all of those superpowers were showing up in my business. Even how I managed my team, not because they're children by any means, my team are not kids. They are unbelievably bright, talented, accomplished, full adults. But because my son is a constant lesson in positive motivation. And that applies in all spaces. But it's also been how I prioritize tasks, how I've tapped into resources to make things happen, et cetera, et cetera. All these superpowers I've developed in making things work for being a mom has all contributed to making things work for building my business. So I realized that I could pair my longtime business background and varied business background with my newfound motherhood skills and build something big. Give myself the independence that I've always craved and also leave a legacy for my son. So I pulled together all of my grit and fortitude from being a single mom and having to do all the things and poured it into building a podcast company I could be proud of and use it to help support other people's dreams, including several moms along the way. And that makes me a power mom. Thank you very much. But I've also had another very constant thought that's followed me along the way. As I've reflected not only on my own journey, but as I've also watched other mothers who have struggled through it, who succeeded through it, who failed through it, who've gotten back up over and over and over again through each of their own journeys, right? Whatever road life and parenting has taken them down, I've realized that the journey of motherhood, and I'm going to be specific about motherhood here, but to each his own apply. Apply it if this applies to you, it applies. But in the journey of motherhood, women too often lose themselves. We stop remembering to even shower every day. We buy a toy for our kid before we buy new shoes for ourselves. We schedule our entire lives around our kids' school activities and karate lessons and dentist appointments and birthday parties. It goes on and on and on. And while that is part and parcel of the joy of being a parent, it can cause, whether from overwhelm or just getting into a total flow and not realizing it until you look up years later, the journey of motherhood can cause many mothers to lose sight of themselves, to lose sight of their own goals and of their own happiness. But though a lot of that was often true for me on my motherhood journey too, not gonna lie, for real. I have also very much found myself. I found that I can take on the world and it won't take me down. I found that I can tie all of my background skills together and use them in new and unique ways to get things done. I found that my personality has found its place behind a microphone. It's like a second home for me now. And whether it's finding your groove on the mic or building an app or creating a clothing line or a jewelry line or solving problems for other moms or doing whatever else drives you and defines you as you, I want that experience for more women to find themselves through their motherhood. I also looked around and realized how many of my clients, my friends, my peers, general associates in my life were also power moms. So here we are. And I'm so glad to be here. I am beyond blessed and excited to be taking the hosting helm for the flagship show on the Power Moms Podcast Network. As I've turned my attention towards starting the show and this network, which has been on my heart for quite some time now to do, I'm also jazzed to see how this adventure helps me further marry the two things I am most passionate about. Number one, of course, being a mom to my son, Jordan. And number two is podcasting. So launching and building a community of moms who are empowering each other with podcasting at the center of it. What? Boom. Yay. And another mom who gets the sentiment too was someone I also met and interviewed at Mom 2.0 Summit as well, Rebecca Caffiero of the Pitch Club. So you'll hear that interview coming down the pipeline as well. She and I talked about building a brand and then establishing a community around it, touching on the difference between your zone of excellence and your zone of genius and how to pivot from one to the other. And I met a bunch of other power moms at the Mom 2.0 Summit who I'm slated to interview for you coming up here as well. So this show's episodes will each feature a power mom who kicks butt and who can inspire you to also kick butt. And then I'll chime in after our conversation with that power mom with what I think I'm going to be calling my power take. Now, what will that be, producer Jemmy? Great question. You'll have to tune in to find out. You'll be finding out about that and other fun segments that I have planned to mix in along the way toward just like mom powerdom over here that we're doing together. And some episodes will be on video Some will be audio only. So be sure that you're not only subscribed on your favorite podcast player, but that you're also subscribed on YouTube. Just look up Power Moms Network and you'll find our videos there. And links will be at powermomsnetwork.com and in the show notes to make it even easier for you. So head to powermomsnetwork.com for all the ways that you can be involved and power up your parenthood journey. Whether you want to be a guest on this, the flagship show, or if you have a brand that you're building, are interested in partnering with us as a sponsor, or if you want to be a content contributor or become a host on this show, we're also building an advisory board. So if you want to become a board member, you can do that. If you already have a podcast and you're interested in having your podcast become a partner of the network, you can do that. There's so many ways to be involved, is my point. So go to powermomsnetwork.com so you can see all those different ways. And when you fill out our form to join, be sure that you click the box to join our mailing list so that you can stay connected with other power moms and parlay your own superpowers into success. I can't wait for this journey. Let's begin. Thanks for joining in today. I hope today's clips and the background essence of what a power mom is, and maybe even my own power mom story, have helped inspire and inform you on your own power mom path. So connect with me and the team at Power Moms by emailing powermoms with an S at flintstonemedia.com. And be sure to join us on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at Power Moms Unite. And if you're interested in starting or leveling up your podcast, check out all of my podcasts, services, and coaching and consulting offerings at flintstonemedia.com. Again, that link will be in the show notes. All right, it's producer Jemmy signing off for now, and I am super excited to connect all of us power moms together so we can all parlay our parenthood superpowers into success.